In the Lord's house. Amen?
Amen.
There's nothing blue about Blue Monday when you serve the Lord. It might not be the best day, but I'll tell you what, it's the day that the Lord made, and we need to rejoice. Make yourself at home. We welcome Springford. We welcome whoever you're from. Set your feet under the table. I've never want you to feel out of place. If my people don't make you at home, I'll preach it on. Okay? I want you to stand with us. We're going to sing. Chris?
Get your hymnal, turn to page 134.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So lovely the world that He gave us His Son. Life and atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give us. Great things He hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our victory when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
Amen. Amen. Just think of all the things already done, and the best is yet to come. It's good to have Brother Mike Long, the pastor, and he knows to make himself at home when he comes to be with us. So I'm going to ask him to open up our service. I'm asking you, please, make yourself at home. Mind the Lord. Be obedient to Him. Mike, lead us
Amen.
In a word of prayer.
Amen. Let me come here.
Okay.
Amen. Hey, guess what? I got up this morning, the same Jesus that lived on Easter. He's still alive today. Hallelujah. I'm glad He lives every day down deep in my heart. What a Savior. Amen. You know, we celebrate Him on Easter, and we tuck Him back in the closet and put our tombs away and all of our props away. And then we go back into our little homes. But, man, I tell you, I'm glad I serve a risen Savior. Aren't you? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. Good to be here, brother. I love you.
I love you too.
Amen. Let's pray together. Y'all just, hey, I tell you what, just stand up. And let's all pray. All right? Let's pray together right now. Our Heavenly Father, God, we come tonight to the throne of God as humble, Lord, as we know how to pray. God, to give you glory, to praise you. Lord, to exalt your wonderful name. What a Savior. What a great God you are. Lord, in spite of all that you've done, God, still yet, Lord, we just want to praise you. We want to thank you. We want to lift you up. We want to say tonight, God, we love you for what you've done for us. Tonight, Lord, we need you. God, we need you in America. We need you in this church. We need you, Lord, to be at the singing. We need you, Lord, to be with the preaching. We need you, Lord, to come down and visit us here tonight. God, that you would open up the windows of glory and pour us out a blessing. God, be our preacher here tonight. Oh, God, would you send a revival to our land, to our people? God, we need you tonight, God, to bless our nation. Oh, Father, bless our churches tonight. Bless our people. Save the sinner. Bring home the backslidden, the cold and the indifferent. But God, get glory here out of the service tonight. And for all you do, we'll give you glory and honor and praise. For it's in the name of Jesus, the only name we can pray in, our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen.
Christ's going to sing. Be obedient. If you say amen in your church, if you wave your hand, do it here. Yeah. Yeah. And the better you scotch for them, the better they're going to try to sing for you. Okay?
It is exciting to be in God's house. I am glad to be here. I'll tell you what. It is easy to fall in love with your preacher, I'll tell you that. One time I sat under him. That was last week, first time ever. And I'm telling you what a service that was. What a message that was. And I could, it's an honor to be in your church tonight with choir. There's all kinds of things that go through my head. Sometimes I get hyper. I don't know how many people out there get hyper, but sometimes I get hyper. And I was just thinking, you know, what a blessing it is just to be in his house. You think about, and for the last week or 2 weeks, I think about what all has been going on in church, and, you know, the days wind on and go on one after another, and you go, well, gosh, I hope I don't get tired. There's never been a time I've been in God's house that he hasn't energized me. And I ask him, I say, Lord, just bring me up, energize me. I want him to bring that calm to me inside, but I want him to energize me. And I want to have a good time. I want to have a good time in his house. And I'm glad to be in his house. We can have a good time here tonight. And you were saying about raising your hand. If you got a testimony here tonight, you stand up and give it. I'll stop anywhere. It doesn't matter to me. And you never know. Somebody over here has a testimony, may help somebody over here. And anybody out there that has testimony might help me, and probably will help me. And so it's good. It's good if you got a word for the Lord, something you want to say. You stand up and say it, and I'll stop anywhere along the way. We're going to try and sing a little bit here for you tonight. And if you want to sing along, you just sing along. It's an open floor. You just sing. Some of these songs you'll know. That's why I tell you, you sing. Some of them are old songs. We like to do a lot of the old songs. what else? Amen. We're here tonight. I mean, we have the health to be in his house tonight. And I'm just thankful for it. There's a lot of people like to be here tonight that can't be. So we are blessed that we can be here tonight and have the health we have. So we need to enjoy it and have a good time in his house. I like to do that.
Amen.
Number 7. This kind of says that. Thank you, dear Lord.
This is my testimony, church. When the Lord called me, I said, talk to me. I don't know if any of you have been watching that series, the Bible. Did you see Jesus come and talk to those people? He came and talked to me, too. And he's real. He's just as real as I am. He knows what they're portraying him. And he can save you tonight, and he can change your life.
Amen.
Just listen to the words of this song. This is dear to my heart.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm
wonder if somebody wants to redeem the time. Yeah. There's no use me asking you if he's been good to you. He has. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. When you woke up, praise the Lord, set your feet on the side of your bed, you were blessed beyond measure. Yeah. The Bible, or there's a song that says, count your many blessings one by one. Now, I've never got over what he's done for me as an individual. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Sleeping, I opened my eyes and I could see. When I took a deep breath, there was oxygen to breathe.
Yeah.
When I put my feet down, I stood up.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get out of bed, but I did it anyway because I had somewhere to go, and God gave me the strength.
Yeah.
And I just thank God that he gives me all of it. And I thought about something Dennis said last night. He talked about praying and the clouds going away. Well, Saturday morning, they had a Walk for Christ in Sissonville at 10 o'clock, and I was working. I worked up on here where they started. And I was looking outside about 10 till, and it was dark as can be. These clouds were just all over the place.
Right.
So about 5 till is getting ready to start. And I said, God, it would just be great if you just give him some sunshine. And don't you know, right about 2 minutes till the clouds parted and the sun shined all the way till they were out of my sight. I thought, God is good. God is powerful. And God is still on the throne. It's as exciting today as it was yesterday. I'm excited that he got up and got out and he came forth. I'm excited that when I say, God, can you just give us some sunshine? He can tell the clouds, go away. Just get out of here for now. I thank God that I serve that God. I thank God that that's my Father. I thank God that I'm his son. I'm just glad to be here. I'm glad to be a Christian. I'm glad to say that I'm in his family. I'm glad to be saved. And if you're not saved, get down here now and you can enjoy the rest of the service. And I'm glad that I can enjoy church. I'm glad.
In the cold, but I did say you'd never walk through this world alone. And he did say, oh, don't make this world your home. I didn't say that fear wouldn't find you in the night, or that loneliness was something you never had to fight. But he did say he'd be right there by our side. And he did say, I'll always help you fight. You know I made a promise that I intend to keep. My grace will be sufficient in every time of need. My love will be the anchor that you can hold on to. This is the promise. This is the promise I've made to you. I didn't say that friends wouldn't backs on you, or that the world around you wouldn't see you as a fool. But he did say, like me, you'll surely be despised. And he did say, oh, my way. Didn't say you'd never taste the bitter kiss of death,
or have to walk through chilly Jordan to enter into rest.
But I did say I'd be waiting
right on the other side.
And he did say,
I'll dry every tear you cry. You know I made a promise that I'd prepare a place. And someday, sooner than you think, you'll see me face to face. And we'll sing with the angels and a countless multitude. This is the promise. This is the promise.
Oh, he promised that whosoever that calleth upon his name shall be saved. He promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And he promised that he's coming back.
So just keep on walking, don't turn to the left or right. And in the midst of darkness, let this be your light. No hell can separate us, we're gonna make it through. This is the promise, this is the promise. This is the promise I've made to you. To you. To you.
Not only that, he said he's not slack concerning any of them. Yeah. If he said it, he'll bring it to pass. Yeah. He don't lie. He keeps every one of them. Yeah. And if you're here and you're tired and wore out, don't know who to turn to, he's here. He's here. He's right here. You may not see him, but he's here. Someone said, how do you know? Two or three, I'll be there. That's what he said. Mike didn't say it. None of us said it, but he said it. You can take that to the bank. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you. Bless you, God. Bless you. Getting gooder and gooder. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Are you ready for the word? Amen. Okay, stand with me. You've been sitting a while. Stand with me. I don't know what. You know that old one that I like? Amazing. Check out.
I was lost.
come to the most important. Bless you, buddy. That's right, none of us. Yeah.
24 hours before that, I was sitting there by the doctors looking for deer and turkeys.
Yeah.
On a Monday, Tuesday, blowing up at 12:40. I know I'm in his hands.
Yeah.
He's got his arm around me.
Yes.
Amen. Every chance I get, every pipeline, every right of way, every power line, I stop and look. That's just me. I'd rather look at that than a beer joint somewhere.
Amen.
And I just want you to pray for me and our family.
Yes.
And my youngest daughter, having a little baby boy, a month old, pray for them and get them in church somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just thank God, greater is He than us. He's right. Again, church. And this, for you who don't know, it's my church singing here tonight. Yeah.
Bless you, buddy.
Woo, glory. I love everybody.
Bless you, everybody.
Amen.
Good to see everybody.
Yeah.
It's hard to go different places. And my heart aches. Mike, all y'all you know, love you.
Bless you.
Like the Lord, he never leaves your family. I've never left, you know.
That's right.
But
amen.
Under the circumstances, you know, we got
bless you.
Hey, we're in the house of God, that's all that.
Brother Dennis Estes, could I see you? Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you, the more you scotch for him, the better he's going to preach. Yeah. 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 Brother Dennis Estes. Yeah. He challenged us last night. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. And I'm looking for him again to give us the word of God. You pray for him, will you? Amen.
Amen. Good evening. Sure good to be with you again tonight. And getting a service like this, I don't know if preaching's even necessary or not, to be honest with you, but I'm going to give it a shot anyhow. I was trying to get my microphone turned on, and I just recently mastered the rotary telephone, and so I'm gaining ground on that thing. An iPod to me is something you stepped on in the woods. I don't know anything about that kind of thing. But I know this. I know God's good. And I know that it's wonderful to be saved and good to have a hope in heaven. Amen. How wonderful this choir was tonight and these ladies that sang. And sure appreciate them. And Pastor Long, I'd heard of you so much. And it was all good, by the way. And but I'd never met him. And where I was raised up is inside the church. He pastored there. Brother Kerman Hunter's a pastor there now, but I'm so privileged to meet you, and thank you so much. We're glad for all of you tonight. If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with me, first of all, to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and if you would, let's stand, please. And after we read a few verses there, we want to go over to Colossians chapter 1. So if you would, please stand, and we'll reverence the reading of God's word here tonight. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." And over in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 5. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Our Father, tonight as we come again to the throne of grace, we thank you so very, very much for this great privilege to be back in this great and wonderful church. How our hearts have been blessed tonight, Father, and how our souls have been encouraged to be in this service. We appreciate this wonderful choir that sang and this group of ladies that sang. And we're just so glad, Father, for each one that's in attendance here tonight. My prayer is, Lord, that as we speak, that we might be able to say something that will convince someone here who may not now be saved of their need of Christ. That we might, Lord, in some way instill within them the desire to bid this world goodbye and to come and meet the greatest friend they'll ever have in Jesus Christ. I pray tonight, Father, for your divine anointing, and I pray that the Spirit of God would touch my heart tonight. My desire, Lord, tonight is that we might lift up the Lord, that we might show him to a lost and a dying world. And in this world in which we live, so full of confusion and so full of indecision, how, Lord, we would pray that we might be able to, in a plain and perfect way, yet, God, to tell people that there's a Savior who died for their sins and that he would have them to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And, Lord, let them know that it's not his will that any would perish, but that all should come to repentance. So, God, be with us here tonight, please, I pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Be seated now, if you would. For a few minutes tonight, I want to speak to you on the subject, the seven wonders of heaven. The seven wonders of heaven. I hadn't thought of it till just now, but several years ago when I was working my job told me I had to go to Texas. And I had never been anyways near that far from home before in my life. And they said, you're going to have to get on an airplane and fly down there. Now, I was all for airplanes if I didn't have to get on one, amen. But I had to get on one. And I got on a plane up here in Charleston and flew me down to Georgia. And down there in the Atlanta airport. And I was a country boy by myself. I'd never been in one of them places, I'm telling you. And I got off the little plane from Charleston, went into the airport in Atlanta. And I told them where I what gate I was supposed to be at. They said, get on the train. And that threw me for a loop because, no, I wanted to get on a plane. And they said, get on the train and, it'll take you to your gate. Well, I'm telling you, you're talking about one old boy that was scared. I was. Well, I finally got on the plane in Atlanta and flew into Fort Worth. And then from there on down to middle of Texas or College Station. Well, the thing I want to get at is this. I had never flown that way before in my life. But when I got on board the plane, and that plane began to climb, and finally we reached a place above the clouds, and any of you that's ever flown know what I'm going to tell you. I never saw such a beautiful thing in my life. As the sun was reflecting on the surface of the clouds, I thought how wonderful this is. And I got to thinking about heaven. And you know, when you see something like that, the beauty of it, and I got to thinking, heaven is more beautiful than this. Tonight, beloved, I don't know how you think about it tonight. But there's an old song that says that heaven holds all for me. You know, the more I live in this life, the less I know that I am really part of this whole world. There's an old song we used to sing that says, this world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. When I was a young lad growing up back in Rainell, there was an old man back there by the name of Blind Johnny Duffy. And Johnny Duffy didn't have an eyeball at all in his head. And he was blind as he could be. But all if you'd lead Johnny over to that piano, brother, he knew what to do with the keys on that piano. And I've seen Johnny Duffy sitting at that piano playing that song, you know, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. And I've seen the tears run out of his eyes. eyeless sockets down his face as he'd sit there and play that song and sing and stamp that little old foot. And I'm glad to tell you today, old Johnny's got his eyeballs, amen. And today he's looking over that place that's called heaven. Beloved, today there are many who are discounting the Bible today. Do you know that? There are many today that says all the Bible is a myth or a book of conditions. People talk about hell today and they say that hell is just a condition. They talk about heaven today and they say it's just something to soothe your mind and your anxiety. I will agree it soothes my mind. I will agree it soothes my anxiety. But the thing that I want to tell you tonight is that, brother, I've never been there, but I know that heaven is a real place tonight. You're not going to tell me, brother, that heaven is not going to be my portion. You're not going to tell me that what the Lord said in John 14 was a falsehood to his disciples. I believe that when he said, in my Father's house are many mansions, amen. And brother, far as I'm concerned tonight, my name's on one of them, amen. Somebody said, preacher, you need a mansion? No, sir, I don't need it, but he said I could have it, amen. And I'm going to there one day. My mother, Pastor Mike knows, we were raised in that farmhouse down below Big Sewell Church, and my mom lived there for 52 years. She loved that old farmhouse. Brother, she hated to leave there when she had to go and live with my sister. It broke her heart. And I was talking to God one day about my mom, and I said, Lord, I don't mean any irreverence in this at all, but Lord, if you don't mind, if you can make my mama's mansion look like that old farmhouse, I believe it would suit her just fine. I don't know what it looks like, but I know mom's satisfied tonight. Brother, I'm glad that Jesus said we could go to a place that is called heaven. I want to give you seven things tonight if I can, but I want to talk to you tonight about that place that's called heaven. And the first thing I want you to see with me tonight is the wonder of its reality. Amen. Everybody sitting in this church tonight that is saved has a hope tonight of going to a real place. You say, preacher, you really think that heaven's real? Amen. Let me tell you something. If I do not believe that heaven's real, then I do not believe the cross was real. If I do not believe that heaven's real, I cannot believe the resurrection was real. But I want to tell you tonight, there is a place, my friend, and it's beyond the imaginations of us mortal beings tonight, of the beauty of that place. The Bible, my friend, said, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Praise God tonight. Won't it be a wonderful thing, brother, when we bid this whole world goodbye? Somebody said, preacher, are you anxious to die? I'm not anxious, but brother, I'm ready, amen. And I'll tell you tonight, as far as I'm concerned, when I bid this place goodbye, I'm going to enter into a place where the heartache and the trouble and the trials of life will be forever past. You haven't lived a day in your life, beloved, free from all care. Do you know that? You haven't lived a day in your life, brother, without some kind of trouble. You may be saved tonight, but you still had your time of trouble in this life. But thank God, aren't you glad, brother, when you get to heaven? Brother, old trouble is not going to follow you inside that gate. Brother, heaven is a real place tonight. Just as sure as we're in this church tonight, there's a heaven, my friend, and it's real. Amen. Indescribable in its beauty, but thank God it's a real place tonight. I feel sorry for people who have no hope of heaven. I feel sorry for people tonight, brother, that do not know where they're going to go after this life. Let me tell you, I'm not mad at anybody. I have no axe to grind. But this outfit that says when you die, brother, you're just like an old collie dog been hit by a car. I don't believe that junk, amen. No, sir. I tell you what I believe. I believe what I read to you tonight. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I don't know. Brother, I've never been a friend of the darkness, amen. Even today, I don't like the darkness, amen. Brother, I can't hardly wait till daylight, amen. But I'll tell you, Brother Junior, I'm glad that up there we're going to enter into the light of the Lord Jesus Christ forever. Thank God. Up there the Bible said we won't need the sun. We won't need the moon, for he's the light of it. Amen. Heaven, my friend. Brother, I don't know what it takes to get people excited, but if a Christian doesn't get excited about going to heaven, he needs to get his exciter fixed. Amen. Listen, brother, I believe heaven's a real place tonight. Amen. There's the wonder of its community. Who am I talking about? Brother, red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in his sight. Amen. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Who's going to be in heaven? A bunch of whosoevers. Amen. You know, brother, I have trouble remembering people's names in this life. I really do. I wish I wasn't that way, so if you ever introduce yourself to me, and 5 minutes later I'm looking at you with a wonderment in my eye, it's because I don't remember your name, amen. I got a good memory, but it's short, say amen right there. But let me tell you, beloved, I don't remember that too good. But oh my, who are we going to meet up in heaven? We're going to see old whosoever Mendez up there, amen. And we're going to see whosoever Long, amen. And whosoever Kimball, praise God. That's who's going to be in heaven, amen. I want to tell you tonight, mister, I'm not worried about the color of your skin tonight. I worry about the color of your heart. Amen. And mister, when you get yourself right with God and the blood is applied, that's all that matters. Amen. Praise God. You're my brother. You're my sister. And thank God we're going to go to heaven together. Amen. There used to be an old fellow over in Elkins, West Virginia. His name was Norman Schliemann. He was a converted Jew. One of the sweetest men you ever met in your life. Norman Schliemann, you know, a lot of these churches think they got a corner on heaven tonight. And Norman Schliemann used to say this. He said, mister, that name over the door don't mean much. He said, because if you go to heaven, it'll fall off. And if you go to hell, it'll burn off. Amen. I tell you what, that name over the door doesn't mean anything. Well, then, preacher, what does? It's the blood. That's what makes the difference tonight. I like an old song that said, it was the blood, the precious blood. Amen. I'm glad tonight it didn't just stain the old rugged cross, but I'm glad it was applied to my heart. And, brother, every sin stain was washed away. Amen. And made us whiter than snow. I might have told you this before. I don't know, but when we were kids growing up, we didn't know what electric heat was. We didn't know what gas heat was. But we sure knew what a coal bucket was like. Amen. And we knew what it was to go out and cut wood. And every now and then, Daddy would order up a load of coal, and we'd get a lot of slack coal. And if you don't know what that is, it ain't very good. Amen. Just say it right there. And Dad would say, boys, we're going to go out to the coal house. And my daddy had devised a means to find that good lump coal. He had an old screen door there, and he said, all right, Dennis, you take one end, and Bruce, you take the other. Dad, he started shoveling that coal on that, and we started shaking that old screen door. I know you had never done that probably, but we did, because we wanted to get the good coal out of it. And oh, when we were done, I was the gladdest fellow you ever saw. But we come out of there looking like we'd worked 8 hours in a coal mine somewhere and had that junk all over us, you know. And I looked in the mirror, can see myself yet, how I looked in that, brother. And you know what? That was a wonderful thing to me. We get an old bathtub, take a bath and wash that off. That felt so good to get clean. And I remember one time later in life, God began to show me that my heart was covered up with the blackness of sin. God began to show me that I wasn't right with Him and I needed a bath. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, brother, I went down to a place called Calvary, and brother, under the crimson flow, brother, I was born again and washed in the blood. I've never been the same. Somebody said, preacher, you keep preaching like that, you'll come up on the little end of the horn. And old preacher said, that's all right. What are you going to do? Said, I'm going to jump up and blow the horn. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, folks, the thing that matters tonight is whether you're right with God or not. Years ago, one of my favorite stories, I've told it time after time. One of my favorite stories is about an old preacher by the name of George W. Truett. He used to pastor a church down in Dallas, Texas. And this was many, many years ago. And one day, Dr. Truett was preaching on the radio. And that's the time when the transistor radios was first coming out. And Dr. Truett was preaching on the radio, and preaching from Isaiah 1:18. Let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they're like crimson, they shall be as wool. He was preaching on that day on the radio, and he didn't know it. But way down in the awful side of Dallas, Texas, there was a little woman laying on her sick bed. Actually, it was her deathbed. And she was listening to Dr. Truett preach. She'd been an awful thing in her life. She'd been a prostitute and a bad woman. But she laid there on that bed, and she had a nurse, and she told that nurse, I'd love to meet that preacher. Oh, I'd love for him to come see me. And that nurse snuck off and called Dr. Truett, and he came down there where a little old woman was laying on her bed. And he went in that day, and he reached his hand out to her and shake her hand. She drew back and said, no, sir, I'm too dirty to shake hands with you. But she said, Dr. Truett, would you pray? Would you have prayer with me? And the old preacher bowed his head and began to pray. And as he prayed, he quoted that verse again. Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And old Dr. Truett finished his prayer, and when he opened his eyes, that little old woman's bony hand was reaching out to him, and he said, what's the matter? I thought you said you was too dirty, buddy. She said, Dr. Truett, while you were praying, I had a blood bath. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, folks, heaven, my friend, is filled up with people who have had a blood bath. Amen. Are you washed in the blood? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing tide? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Praise God tonight. All that matters, my friend, is not your ingenuity and not your bank account. All that matters is the blood on your life. Amen. Oh, yes. There's the wonder today of its severity. Heaven's a severe place. Yes, sir. People need to start getting serious about heaven. You spoke about the man who went to work out this morning, and now he's in heaven. I want to tell you what, brother. The Bible tells us that our life is just like a vapor. Have you ever watched that old tea kettle as it boiled on your stove? Watch the vapor come out of the snout of it. Get up about that far and you can't see it anymore. That's the way that our life is in life. Amen. It's here for a moment and then it vanishes away. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, beloved, the Bible said to boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. I got up this morning confident in the Lord, but I didn't know what might befall us before the setting sun. And I'll say to you tonight, beloved, and I say it in love, I say it in kindness, you may be here tonight and you're not saved, and you're saying to yourself, I'll get saved Sunday, or I'll get saved the next revival, or I'm going to get saved at such and such a time. I want to tell you, friend, if God's moving on your heart, now is the time to get saved. Don't you put that thing off. But brother, if I was you tonight and I wasn't saved, knowing what you've already heard in song and in testimony and in preaching, I'd throw up the white flag and I'd run as fast as I could to this altar tonight. Amen. Brother, I think heaven's a place to get serious about. Amen. I started in Jesus, brother, and I'm going through. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, if Jesus felt so much about my soul that he could come and suffer what he did in life and on the cross, then my friend, I feel like I ought to get serious about going to heaven. Amen. It's a joy in my heart tonight. When my mama died back in January, I thought my heart would break. The day before my mom died, my sisters and I went into one room in the house and we had us a little cry. And I told Rolanda Denise, I said, I've never been without a mother before. I don't know if I can do it or not. I've never been without a mother before. And then that night, my mama went on to heaven. And brother, they came and told us that mommy was gone. I thought my heart would break. Hardest thing I've ever seen them do was take my mom's body out of the house that morning. I mean, it broke my heart. Amen. But I want to tell you something, beloved, tonight. Somebody said, you lost your mother. No, it didn't. Know exactly where she is. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, brother, if anybody's lost tonight, it's those that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. God, tonight, aren't you glad for a place that's called heaven? I'm serious about it. Amen. I tell people this when a loved one dies and they go to heaven. Brother, it makes this whole world a whole lot more empty. But oh, doesn't it fill up heaven? Amen. I tell you, I don't know what they're doing over in heaven tonight. We've all got our ideas about that. But I can tell you one thing they're doing. I believe they're adoring the centerpiece of heaven. Amen. I believe they're looking on he who my friend came and bled and died on an old rugged cross. Heaven, beloved, my friend, is worth living for. And it's worth dying for. And it's worth thinking of. And it's, my friend, worth serving him for just to get inside the city. Heaven, amen. Happy home above. I'll tell you tonight. There's the wonder of its security. Now, what am I talking about? You know, I see on the TV every now and then, they're advertising these security systems. They'll show a guy breaking in a house and scaring a woman and her little girl to death. And next thing you know, they're calling ADT, I think it is, and they're going to get him a security system and put around that house. Let me tell you something, mister. There never was a security system made yet that somebody hadn't figured out, amen? And I want to tell you something right now. I only know one place tonight where you and I are going to be totally safe, and that is a place called heaven, amen? You say, preacher, do they have a guard dog around the fence? No, but I'll tell you what they do have. They have, my friend, the gates of heaven. Amen. And around that place, beloved, I don't know about the rest of you, but I believe, my friend, the devil would be afraid to go to the front door. Amen. I'll tell you tonight, I'm glad that heaven is a place. Somebody said, will they throw you out of heaven? Brother, they're not going to throw you out of heaven, but they're not going to throw you out of hell either. Amen. You go to hell tonight, beloved, you're going, amen. This crowd that likes to come around on Saturdays at my house, or up in Buckhannon, you know, and knock on your door, they want to sell you a watchtower tract. Amen. I want to tell that bunch something. They're not going to dig you up in 1,000 years. And give you a chance to repent. Amen. No, sir. You're not going to go, my friend, out of this life and you'd be annihilated. If you believe it, I'm not mad at you, but I don't believe in it tonight. No, sir. I want you to know something tonight. Heaven is a secure place. Amen. Thank God. Who would want to leave such a place as heaven anyhow? Boys, I've been in a few places in my life I couldn't wait to get out of. Amen. Everywhere I've ever been in my life, first thing I did was find out how to get out of there. Amen. I don't care where I've ever been. I wanted to know how to get out of there. That's right. I'll tell you, my mother was living with my sister up in Maryland, Dunkirk, Maryland. And you have to travel that beltway to get to where they live. Now, some of you are going to laugh at me. You're going to think Estes is old before his time. But I hate that beltway. Amen. Some would say there's nothing to worry about. There was plenty to worry about where I was looking at it from. Amen. I mean, listen to me. A cow path is as wide as a road needs to be as far as I'm concerned. Amen. And here we are, brother, going up that beltway, brother, and cars on every side of you. Here you're going up the road at 60, 70 miles an hour, and you think you're doing good, and you're around one turn, and everybody stopped in front of you. Amen. That's not my idea of a good time. No, sir. I don't like no such as that. I'm not safe on a place like that. But you know what? I anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I may not drive good in this life, but praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that I'm anchored in Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. The wonder of a security. Heaven's a wonderful place. Oh, man. And there's the wonder of its eternity. Heaven will never be done. No, sir. I look around the land that I live in, places I grew up as a child, look different then than they do now. I took Brother Junior with in a meeting down at Rainell a couple of years ago. I said, I'll take you out the road here. We got a little bit of time. I want to take you around the Ridge Road out here where we used to ride horses and we used to go out and have a good time. Back when I was a kid growing up, it was all farmland and open and good. We started up that road and the first thing you saw was a line of houses. It just kept going. And we went up to this one farmer. A man used to keep his sheep and his cattle and all growed up into houses now. And I broke my heart as I saw that. You might say, preacher, if people have to live, I know they do. I'm telling you this to tell you this, beloved, that it had changed so much. It's not the same place today that it was when I was a kid growing up. Maybe we were ignorant. Maybe we were naive. Maybe we just didn't know. But now I do know. And now, beloved, I can see that this world that I'm living in isn't going to last much longer. Amen. You believe what you want tonight, but I believe with all my heart the next thing on God's calendar is the coming of Jesus. Amen. I can't wait for him to come. Amen. Most of you, I think I might have mentioned her last night, but a lot of you know little lady at our church, 104 years old, and she's not doing very good now, and I went to see her today. And she's a real blessing. I wish all of you could know her. She's such a blessing. Talking about the Lord all the time. Throw that little old bony arm up in the air and praise God. And I was talking to her today, and you can see now that, you know, that this thing's taking a toll on her. And I looked at her, and I said, Lita, I hope God leaves you here for a little while. And she looked at me, and she says, Oh, no, preacher. She says, I want to go home. Amen. I said, Lita, I guess I'm being selfish. I want you to stay a while. No, preacher, I want to go home. And as I thought about it, she's absolutely right. My friend, brother, who would not want to go to a place where the sun never sets? Who would not want to go to a place where the tempter is never there to annoy? Who would not want to go to a place where death never comes? Who would not want to go to a place where little kids don't cry anymore? Who would not want to go to a place, beloved, brother, where there's no more of the deathbed, no more cancer, no more heart disease? Who would not want to go to such a place as that? Oh, but let me tell you something. I got saved to make preparation to go to heaven. Amen. People today said, oh, I want to go to heaven. And they bruise their thumb and go to the emergency room. Amen. I'll tell you something, folks. If you want to go to heaven bad enough, I'm not telling you to ignore the doctor. I'm telling you, what's heaven mean to you? What does heaven mean to you tonight? The older I get, brother, heaven's sounding sweeter all the time. Heaven's sounding sweeter all the time. When we buried my daddy back in 1989, I never forget it. Went into that funeral home that day for family visitation. We gathered around my dad's casket. Our hearts were crushed, and we were just so brokenhearted. And I'm not lying to you. As I stood there that day by that old casket where my dad's body was, it just seemed like somebody came up behind me and put their arm around my shoulders and said, "We understand. I understand." And brother, the next day when they had my daddy's funeral, a group of singers from the local church stood up and started singing, "Heaven sounding sweeter all the time." I don't know about you tonight, but I'm sick, brother, today of an old world that doesn't want anything to do with the Lord anymore. I'm sick to death of a world that's trying to outlaw my Bible and trying to outlaw my belief. I'm sick to death of a world today, brother, that tells me I can no longer openly praise Him and thank Him. I don't want to live here much longer. I want to live as long as God wants me to, but I'll tell you what, when He calls them, ready to go. Are you ready tonight? What's heaven mean to you? Somebody says, "I don't know anybody over there." If you're ready to go to heaven, you know everybody over there. Amen. Somebody says, "I'm an only child." You won't be in heaven. Amen. Somebody said, "I have no friends." You'll have plenty of them when you get to heaven. Heaven, wonderful place that it is. I don't know. I just want to go there. I really do. I just want to go there. When my grandmother died, my grandmother and I were great buddies. We'd sit on the porch and she'd sit in a chair and I'd sit in a swing and we'd, you know, have fun with each other. I can still hear her laughing. I can still hear her laughing. And the last words that my grandmother said to me that were coherent, my grandmother said this to me. She said, "Denny," she said, "you know who you are." She said, "you know what to do." And she said, "you know how to do it." And she said, "the home place still stands and it holds a great big bunch." I don't know what old mama might have meant, but I'll tell you what I do believe. Where my mama is tonight holds a great big bunch. And folks, if you're here tonight and you're not saved, there'd be nothing sweeter to your heart and soul than to find Jesus real to your heart. There'd be nothing more pleasant for your life tonight and your living than to know that heaven is ready for you as you could be ready for heaven. Tonight, beloved, Jesus died to save you. He loves you. He shed His blood. He took your sins on the cross. I dare say He even took your hell when He died on the cross of Calvary. And tonight, if you're here and you're not saved, brother, what will it mean to you? I ask people this all the time when I'm preaching. If you were to die right now, are you ready to meet Jesus? Are you ready to meet Jesus? Folks, He's ready to meet you if you'll just but come to Him. Heavenly Father, we thank You tonight for the precious hope of heaven. We thank You tonight for a Savior who came all the way from heaven's glory. For 33 whole sick years, He walked the shores of this life making preparation for people like me and others in this room. Lord, I'm glad He ascended back into the heaven. And I expect one day when He calls my name, my number, however it shall be, I believe there'll be somebody waiting at the river for me. Now, Father, if there's somebody in this room tonight and they're not saved, I would pray, Father, tonight that somehow, some way, their heart's been impressed with the need of coming to Christ. Somehow, some way tonight, Father, they feel a stirring in their heart to bid this world goodbye. I know, Father, that it's often hard for people to take the first step. I know how the devil fights. But tonight, Father, through the blood of Jesus, let there be victory ahead for some precious soul tonight. Bless now, please, God, the invitation. Stir every heart, stir every Christian in this room. For if we are saved tonight, heaven is our home. And I pray that God tonight we'll live like heaven will be our home. So God bless, we pray, and save that precious lost person tonight. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen.
Page 241, 241.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other vow I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing.
For my cleansing
nothing
this my nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my
to me, well, heaven's not that important. But I want to tell you something. If you miss heaven, that's not the end of it. You still have eternity and a place that was prepared for the devil and his angels. I thought as he spoke tonight, under the anointing of God's Holy Spirit, I thought, you know, he made me have a greater yearning. I remember when I left home. I always wanted to go back home. And I'd take my family. We'd go out to see my family in California. I didn't tell them, but when we got close, I started getting excited. I'd get to see my mother and my dad and my brothers. My family's getting smaller. Seven brothers, we're down to five. Two sisters, and we're down to one. And our parents have left us. This is what I tell them when I leave them, when I get to go. And I just come back from having to bury my next and the youngest brother. I said, let's love one another. And if you're not sure, make sure. Yeah. It's not the church that counts. It's not what the obituary says about you. It's not what the preacher says about you. But it's what you have done with Jesus that's going to tell the difference. We need to sing. And somebody here, don't let the enemy tell you there's nothing to it. It's as real as the skin that covers my bones. Won't you come? As we
my
sing
soul
listen,
in sad
listen,
exile
listen,
was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet
Take that first step. It's your decision. Joel said, multitude, multitude in the valley of decision. Let me tell you, folks, right at almost at the end of the service, he said, I think the Lord's coming soon. I think he's closer than what we think. I'm looking for him. Aren't you? Bow your heads while she plays. I want your head to remain bowed. If you're here tonight, Jesus has touched your heart through the message, through the singing, through the presence of the Holy Spirit. But you couldn't make that decision. I'm not going to pull on you, Dennis. It's not. None of us. But if you would, for your sake, lift up your hand and say, preacher, I'd like to be remembered. I'm not ready for heaven. I don't want to die lost, but I'm not ready. I want to be remembered in prayer. Is there one? Anywhere. That's all I'm asking you. That's all I'm asking you. We're going to pray for you, but I want to know how interested that you are. Is there one? Remain with your heads bowed. Chris, give me another verse of that. Just church and pray. Listen. Just listen. Some preachers get late. I know it's later than what we think. Go ahead.
I yielded myself to his tender embrace, and faith taking hold of the word. I anchored my soul, the haven of rest is my
accepting him. We thank the Lord for the service. Powerful message. And I'm so glad that Mike brought his church. And I'm glad we're one body tonight.